Patreon is a direct funding method that allows you to support the things you love.
I have created a 47-slide deck that will tell you exactly how it works in detail. Wait, here we go.
Anthony,
slide number one.
No. Anthony.
As you can see by this graph.
I was just going to quickly tell them about patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and a way to support our show. You don't need to do that.
Everybody needs to see a chart, Jeff. Slide number one. Saying that I'm the best of us?
You are the best.
Like between the two of us, between the hosts of this show, are you saying that I am the best?
As long as you're not recording it.
I am recording it, and now it is recorded. This is We Have Concerns.
Hi, Jeff Kanata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, stress.
What's stressful, buddy? Tell me, what's stressing you out?
You know, stuff.
Yeah.
Just life. Life stresses people out.
Sure. Being human ain't easy.
And you know what is even worse than stress is PTSD. It's a major problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there are some big scientists working on this issue. And we've actually made some crazy strides in the last few years. This is an article sent to us by Christine Reynolds, who says this is the first time she's ever sent us anything.
Oh, hi, Christine. Thanks.
Thanks, Christine. She sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. She could have also used our subreddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. That's where we get all the cool stuff to talk about on the show. This is a very cool article. Basically, what we've determined by studying a lot of brains is that there is an interesting relationship between physical inflammation of the brain in certain areas to psychological effects.
Dude, I love this. There has been so much stuff coming out about this recently. There was something about depression that was about this. It was about an inflammation in the brain. And that's what's crazy is I think because our feelings are so complex to us, we genuinely believe that where would we find a feeling in the body? You can't. It's right. This complex expression
ephemeral,
of the human soul.
Exactly.
But there has to be a simple physical switch causing these things because that's how organic material works.
Well,
and that's what we are.
It's disturbing in a lot of ways to think all these feelings that I'm feeling, all these moments that I'm having that feel so internal and personal to me. It's like, beep, boop, pop. Now I'm feeling something
different.
But we
already different. Know because of medication. We already know because of therapy. We already know that you can fundamentally change the way you look at things, the way you react to things. But of course, right now, like we use these very complex scattershot, shotgun kind of medications for things like depression that affect all kinds of parts of the brain because we're looking for, once again, all of these complex chemical things. No, turns out your brain's swollen, dog.
Yeah, it turns out your brain's swollen.
You did a lot of shit that was scary and you got a ton of this one chemical over a certain amount of time and it swelled up your brain in a spot and now you're depressed.
Worse than that, they're finding out that maybe certain people are more inclined to get inflammation in their brain. So there are certain people who are more inclined to be affected by PTSD.
Sure.
Some people who just aren't inclined to have that happen, which is
genetically, you may be somebody who wears glasses. You may be somebody who has heart disease. You may be somebody who is predisposed
to
swole brain.
You might be a swole brain.
Ask your doctor about swole brain.
Do you have it?
Is swole brain X right for me?
Well, it's funny that
just a woman like running through a field. It's like, do you not want to run through a field anymore? Does slow motion seem not as fun? Do you not want lens flares in your life?
Yeah.
You may have a swole brain. Ask your doctor about swole brain X.
Well, you joke about swole brain X, but that's what these guys are working on. This is an article in the Scientific American about researchers who are experimenting with a vaccine that may actually immunize you against swole brain.
Gimme.
Yeah.
Gimme. This is anti-fear. This is an anti-fear drug.
Anti-fear, anti-stress. You could literally
fucking
immunize your brain against
daredevil the shit out of my shit,
man,
dog.
Without fear, baby.
Here we go. So I don't see any downsides of not having any fear or stress, he said, not thinking about it at all.
Well, welcome to our super soldier program, Anthony. Thanks for volunteering.
Oh, thank you. I'm really, really excited to indiscriminately kill and follow orders.
March headstrong into the battlefield. There's
I would love to worry about. Nothing better than some bullets whizzing by. What is that, a drone? What are they, dropping bombs? Whatever. Pirouette. Jump.
Here we
hop,
go.
Skip. Instead of a woman running slow motion through a field, it is now a man running slow motion through a battlefield.
Yeah.
Same music, same slow motion, same lens flares. Just a minefield now.
Yeah, it's just da 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 da. Yeah. So, you know, that's the end game, I'm sure, that we're all afraid of, but we
and
won't be afraid.
That's probably why they have the money to research it. Let's be real.
Yeah, it probably is.
If they were going to research this just to make us all feel better, they probably would have gotten $1,000 and a pat on the back from the government.
But now, Anthony, would you care to guess how they're researching this?
How are they mice?
You nailed it. It's part of our ongoing series of episodes about how we're assholes to mice. So, the first thing you have to do...
It's not a mouse's fault. It's just the evolutionary fucking lottery. They just have a brain that's structured like ours, the poor devils.
So the first thing you need to do in order to test whether fear is being immunized, well, of course, you got to scare the shit out of some mice.
So what you do is you give the mouse the injection, and then you like you pretend like you walk away. You make like the... But you really are just leaning down and you put on a real spooky mask.
Yeah.
And you stand up and you go,
mice hate clowns. It's established.
That's another way that they are like us. That is another way that they are just like us.
No, so they are literally sticking mice in cages with terrifying predators, scaring the shit out of them, and then seeing how it affects them subsequently. So the scientists placed these mice and a control group of unimmunized mice mm-hmm. in cages with larger, more aggressive animals. And the mice that received the injections, they were more proactive in dealing with the aggressor rather than simply surrendering, which is what mice usually do.
Amazing.
Like half of the mice are like, I give up. Fuck it. I'm going to die. It's over. And then there's like the immunized mice like, why is Carl such a pussy?
Oh my god, this is great. I love this. And so the results are that this thing works consistently.
It has worked in mice, and they're moving toward a human
trial. What's the
trials.
Side effect? Give me the side effect. Give me the downside. What's the spooky shit? Because right now, I'm seeing nothing but occasional times in my life where I just shoot up with some anti-fear and go rolling in.
Well, it said 12 hours later, the scientists tested the animals' reactions to sounds and found that the mice that had been injected acted more fearful than mice in the control group.
Oh, so you come down off the shit.
You come down hard.
Hard.
And you're like, oh man, I ain't afraid of shit. Wait, what was that? What was that?
So it's like 10 minutes of running through the minefield, indiscriminately destroying everything. And then afterwards, it's like, hey, man, you want to watch that Paranormal Activity? No, I can't watch that shit. I can't watch that shit. Yeah. I can't watch that. Turn it off.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. And how long does that last? Like they have to kind of rest up and let their brain reset and...
I guess.
What if you just use this shit all the time? I wonder if it's sort of like a like your body develops a dependency on it, like any other kind of drug. What if you became so used to this stuff? Yeah. What if you became so used to this stuff that if you stopped using it, it's like people who take sleeping pills and you're just fucking scared of everything.
You're just super fearful. You become Mr. Furley.
Just like, oh boy.
Oh no.
I don't know. It's just I don't drink coffee anymore because it's either hot or it's cold.
Let me introduce you to the most highly decorated soldier currently serving in the military. This is Bill Powers Booth. Bill Powers Booth, welcome to our stage.
Stop with the noise and the stuff. I don't want to go up on stage.
Your bravery has been
well recorded. Shut up. I don't want to.
Oh.
Tell everybody it's real good to be best soldier, and I'm thanks for coming.
Bill, everybody is out there waiting for you to say a few words.
I saw. What if I say something stupid?
You're not going to say something stupid. You're
Somebody who's looking at me? Do you think they're going to look at me? Tell them I'll go on stage, but they can't look at me. Well, tell them I'll go on stage and I won't say anything and they can't look at me, but they can turn around real quick to take, no, they can't take a picture because what if I don't want to look fat in the picture? Cause like, and you don't know, the internet's forever. I killed 1,000 men.
Yes, you did. It's been well recorded and you marched just boldly into battle. You didn't even wear armor. You were so confident. And
I ran right in naked with a hatchet, killed 900 of those 1,000 men naked with a hatchet.
That was, it was an incredible feat that's been
recorded in song. I feel like you're judging.
Well, I mean, it was kind of disgusting and brutal, but
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Not who I expected to meet when I met Bill Powers.
You know what you do is you tell everybody the Bill Powers booth got caught in traffic. And he cannot make it today. And you just go ahead and you answer any questions they have. You know what you can do? Take the questions.
Yeah.
Run them back here. Ask me the questions. I'll give you the answer unless the question is very intimidating.
Okay. Well, I have one question.
No! No, I changed my mind about the questions.
Oh, Bill.
How scary would that be? Bill Powers booth. That would be so fun, like, to be that, to be this guy who is either 100% without fear or 100% with fear all the fucking time.
Yeah, that's, you have an on-off switch. That's all you've got.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
It's Jesus.
Do you think this is a good idea? I mean,
great idea.
Fear is a very useful evolutionary emotion.
Fear is the only reason we're here.
Exactly.
Fear is the only reason we are still here. Well, I mean, we do have that opposable thumb and abstract thought thing going for us.
That would do bupkis if we didn't know what to be afraid of.
We never would have gotten there if it wasn't for fear. Fear is what tells us, hey, yo, that thing is not to be fucked with because it will kill us.
Right.
And by avoiding that shit, you get to procreate.
By swelling that brain up, you survive to live another day, to swell your brain another day.
But there are, I mean, we are now more afraid. You know, and we see this because of, you know, depression and because of nervousness and anxiety and things like this. Our brains are still built for the plains, and we don't live in the plains anymore. We're not, well, I mean, some of us live in the plains, but it's not the plains I'm talking about.
Right.
Some of us live in the plains, and you know, but you got cars and shit. I don't think you're cavemen or whatever. But like, we don't live in that sort of hunter-gatherer, killer-be-killed society anymore. And a lot of these fear reactions we have now are totally worthless.
Yeah.
Totally worthless.
Yeah.
Anxiety and depression don't make a whole lot of sense. Anxiety. What if I'm late to my meeting and I'm paralyzed because out of fear because I'm going to be late to my meeting, or somebody's going to think that what I say isn't smart? Oh no, and now I'm scared forever.
Right.
Why do I have that in my fucking brain?
Why is public speaking terrifying for people?
Why? Yeah.
What evolutionary purpose does that serve? I know what I think. Yeah.
I know what I think and I'm going to say it.
Right.
What does it matter if I say it to a person or 100 people? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Right.
Let's get rid of that shit. Let's not get rid of that shit in a way.
You can't be selective about it. That's the problem is you can't be selective. Like, I want to get rid of some fear but I can just walk headlong into that railroad track as the train's coming.
Maybe just a little swole.
Just a little small.
Maybe it's not an all or nothing thing. Maybe they can give us, like, you know, the same way you can get a leave or you can get like prescription strength naproxen, right?
Just take me down like half a notch.
Yeah, exactly. Like
I've got the edge off.
I've got a knot in my neck right now and I'm taking naproxen to kind of like start loosening it up. And it's just kind of like, well, why don't I take naproxen for everything? And it's like, that's not good. You can't like, no, I got a headache, naproxen, 1,000, like a fucking gram of naproxen down my gullet 3 times a day.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right.
What if we could get to the point where there could be like over-the-counter Fear-X?
Just healthy levels of fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look, you shouldn't play chicken with a moving train. We know that. Don't go play Russian roulette in the basement of some restaurant somewhere where it's like kind of sketch, you know, don't do that. Maybe do that. Would you play?
Hey, Max, I got two things in my duffel bag.
Yeah.
I got like two boxes.
You got that Lego Millennium Falcon?
That's expensive, man.
Oh, sorry.
Super expensive. I got two boxes of Fear-X and I have my skateboard. I say we go fuck some shit up.
That sounds stupid to me now, but I haven't had the Fear X, so no, I'm not going to answer. Yeah, super, it sounds really dumb.
We go to Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
We get on my skateboard, both of us at the same time. Mm-hmm. We take like way more of the Fear X than we're supposed to. Like
okay.
Way more. And then we just see what happens. Oh, and also—
You're on Fear X right now.
Yeah, man. What was I not— I was really scared to actually bring this up to you. You're the coolest guy at school.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But now I feel like we could just do this. We could become best friends. And I got my sister. She's going to record the whole thing on her iPhone and we'll upload it. And then everyone will see we're best friends and then we'll do anything and we'll become internet famous. It's going to be great. Nothing can go wrong with this plan.
I'm glad you came to me with this. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I feel like I can trust you with my greatest secret. Do you know why I'm the coolest guy in school?
Yeah. Why?
I'm always on Fear X.
Yeah.
Now let's go jump off the roof of the grocery store before we make any further decisions about this skateboarding thing.
Yeah!
All right, I'm going to take my hand off this oven burner and we'll go.
Two boys died today in small town USA.
I think if we could come up with something that gets rid of the biggest fears, the most anxieties, that is a focused tool to get rid of the worst shit.
Well, that's what they're doing. He says they're beginning.
This is for PTSD. This is for people who've seen some shit.
Yeah. They're beginning a clinical trial. They said they're going to give it to 200 people with schizophrenia. You know, they're actually going to treat people with a genetic risk of schizophrenia to see if they can ease that condition in them.
Wow. That's amazing. And if it really is such a simple swelling of a particular part of the brain, not only is that going to change the entire landscape of pharmacology for mental issues, but it also means shit, we spent a long time coming up with some overly complex and wrong ass ways to deal with this.
Yeah.
Like you think about how many complications and weird things happen to people when they're on these medications, like schizophrenics, especially when they're trying to get the dosage right of their medication, like things can get much worse before they get better in a lot of ways. And it's because we're using all of these complex, these insanely complex things that interact with your brain in insanely complex ways. When it turns out, you just need like a little tiny ice pack, a little tiny brain ice pack.
Little brain ice pack.
Just ice that brain.
The swelling.
What I want you to do, walk it off, ice that brain a little bit, get right back out there into the big world there, buddy. You're going to be fine. You're going to take some Fear X and you're going to be all right.
I hope so. I hope that this doesn't result in even worse side effects, like, you know, these mice that were freaked out by loud noises.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's certainly something that they're going to have to work out or not. I'll take it right now.
You would?
I would take it right now to see what happens to me. Yeah.
You're crazy, man. I think that's crazy, but
why? I mean, so the mice, they become fearless, then they become fearful, and then they eventually like level on out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Eventually.
Yeah, I don't have to take it regularly. I just want to see what it's like.
I
want to ride that lightning.
What would you do to test whether it was working? What would you do to scare yourself?
I have no idea. I think I think we could just have people ask me to do progressively dumber and dumber things.
I like this.
And just
this
see where it
is. This is a web show that we're now pitching.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. I'll do some dumb shit. We know that. Right now I'm saying that I'll take an experimental drug that hasn't been proven. That's some dumb shit. But like, will I put my hand over a fire? Yeah, I'd do that. I did
for
that
me,
before.
It would be,
would I jump? Yeah,
for
I
me
did
it would
that.
Be. I would take some, and I would take an elevator to the top floor of a building, go on the roof, and see if I could walk along the edge of the roof. Because I often think about the fact that there's no difference between me walking on the curb of the sidewalk.
Yep.
In, you know, 6 inches wide curb.
Yes.
I could do that all day long.
All day long.
No problem.
Uh-uh.
Do that on a 20-story building. I will shit myself and not be able to do it.
Yeah.
A little Fear X, maybe?
Maybe.
That would be my benchmark as to whether or not it was working.
I don't know. Would you guys take Fear X? You should let us know. It's not called Fear X. Let's not start calling it Fear X just because I did, but that's basically what it is.
Now, it's good to establish that so when it does become Fear X, we can sue them for copyright infringement.
Yes. Prior art. Let us know if you would take it and also how you would test yourself.
How would you test yourself? That's the question. Like bed of spiders?
Just tweet that to us with the hashtag swolebrain.
And by the way, I would just like to say, Anthony Carboni currently has over double the Twitter followers I have. Can we please do something about that?
No, it's unfortunately justice in the world. There's nothing that can be done about it. I'm at A. Carboni.
If I'm at Jeff Cannata. You don't need to follow him.
Yeah, follow me. I think we should continue following me instead of Jeff at a 2-to-1 ratio, because I think that really establishes the balance of power here in the show.
Come on, Team Dad Joke. What are we doing?
Don't do that.
Come on now.